Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Good morning, everybody. Glory be to God as we worship His holy name. Oh, Father, right now, we just come before You. We worship Your holy name through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Father, for this day, for this season, this time, this hour, this minute, our lives in You. Father, I pray if the people that are listening do not know You, O God, that they come before You in the name of Jesus and know Your love and Your peace that never will leave us. Lord, bless the listeners today and in the future. Oh, God, we just give You all the glory. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining me. I have a special guest today. But before we bring our sister on, I want to say I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. You are the one and only. God created you special for this season and this year, this time and this moment. You're very special to God. As we ask that the college will be starting tomorrow, the brand new season, the new year, we've got hundreds of people signed up to learn the teaching, the Word of God. Our first semester will be Who is Jesus? You can register free online, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. And I would love for you to be a part of it. If you continue 2 years and we see your commitment and dedication, we will ordain you if you would like and to be a minister of the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Again, register at the Family Church of Jesus Christ. A scripture real quick as we bring our sister on is Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, faith is trusting in our God. We have peace with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Receive God's peace. Receive Him today. Well, without further delay, I have my special guest on with me, and her name is Sister Andreana Rocha. She's married to a wonderful pastor named Matthew, and his nickname is Matt. But she's also a mother of two beautiful children, Emmanuel and Rebecca. She said that she is so in love with Jesus. I've been honored to be her friend for a while now. And I'm going to ask her to come on aboard. And Sister Andreana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Welcome aboard and greet the people, and you just take over whatever the Lord leads you. By the way, Andreana is originally from Brazil, And she might tell you what city or what area, but now she lives in Florida and with her family and does the ministry there. So, Andreana, greetings. Welcome, my sister. Share what God has given you.
Amen, amen. Good morning to everyone. And thank you, Jesus, for this morning. And I want to share a word that's in my heart. And will be a brief word. It's in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm going to read again these verses because this word changed to my life. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth will set you free. Well, we are living times when people are so thirsty for knowledge. And I'm not saying that's wrong. If you do a search on the social media right now, you'll find many professionals want to pass on all the knowledge they have. And we have this group of people who are very interested in this knowledge in any and all areas, professional, emotional, financial. I will say it again, this is not wrong. I'm not condemning nobody. I'm watching a generation so concerned with high performance, you know. Everything has to be high performance. So worried about the future. So thirst for so many things that are not the truth. Jesus speaks of a knowledge that if you hold on it, that knowledge can set you free. When I was a teenager, I found Jesus, and I was so worried about my future. When I heard this verse from God's word that I just read for you, I was very worried about my future, about what would become of my life. That's when Jesus freed me from all that worry. I gave my future to him. And you know what? I'm living my future right now. My future that I was so worried about it. God took care everything for me. Because the word of God has set me free, I can say for sure, he can do that for you too. All your worries about your future, about your family, about your finances, you can cast all that anxiety and worry on Lord. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 7, cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Because he cares for you. Because he cares for you. Maybe you are feeling so alone. I'm so alone. Nobody cares about me. Maybe you are thinking, there is no one who really loves me. The word of the Lord is truth. The Bible says that God cares for you. He cares about everything in your life. Just cast to the Lord all worries about your future. The people are so worried about the future, about your family, about your financial life. But the God is saying to you this morning, He will set you free. He will you lead to you a safe place. The Lord is taking care of your future right now. The Lord is saying this morning, I want to set you free. I want to set you free. I want to set you free. I want to set you free from unnecessary worry. The Lord is saying, come to me. I'll take care of you. Come to me. I'll take care of you. Come to me. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I care about you. I want to pray. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for each person who hears me this morning. I ask you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, read these people, read these hearts with your word. Free these people from the worries of their life. From the worries of their life, God, free from their own thoughts. I pray that, Father, change them, their minds, change their lives, and set these people free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God is calling on this morning. Just give to Him all your worries about everything. Just come to Him this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, Sister Andriana, so beautiful. Sister, how do they come to Jesus? Please tell them. How do they?
Amen. Amen. You just say, Jesus, I accept you in my heart. Please forgive my sins. And I said, I accept you in my heart as a savior.
Yes. It's that simple. Amen.
Amen. That's so simple.
It's so
just
simple,
say yes for Jesus.
Yes, because people are worried today. As Jesus said, even sister in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. And in verse 6 and 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. Amen, Andriana. He is the truth. As we trust in Him, the way to where? To the Father. And the Father has that perfect plan. And as we close out the program this morning, Andriana, just pray one more prayer for about 30 seconds over trusting in the Lord, and we will close. Thank you so much for being our guest, sister. Please pray.
Amen. Jesus, I ask you for these people, and I ask for this person. He or she is so worried about them life. Jesus, please change his life. Touch their heart with your word. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, please
yes, Lord.
change their life in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
As they give the care unto you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we just thank you, Father, for this time. Bless the Rocha family, Lord, wherever they go in their business, in their lives.
Amen.
Lord, as we trust in you, we have perfect completeness. There is no lack in you, for you are the good shepherd. Sister, once again, thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed life, and we'll talk to you later.
Amen.
And everyone, remember all of us in prayer, the Family Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. Until next, on this coming Friday, God bless you. Bye.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name.